What is happening, people of the interwebs? Welcome back to the Jesus and Coffee Show. I'm Todd Frazier, your host as always, and I'm really excited that you're here. So if you have been paying attention, which hopefully you've been paying attention to what's going on around us, because there's a lot going on around us. And right now, as I'm recording this, it is December 22nd, and we're coming close to the end of the year. Christmas is coming up in just a few days. And actually, as I leave here from recording this, I'm going to rehearsal for our Christmas Eve services at church. But there's a lot of things that are coming to a head right now at the end of 2020. And there's a lot of people that are talking about what's coming in 2021. We finally got the vaccine as announced. Everybody's been eagerly awaiting this vaccine that's going to help us, you know, be able to get back to normal life. I do that in quotes. If you're an audio listener, I'm doing air quotes to normal life, because I don't know that any of us really know what or when that is going to get back to normal. But they're saying that the vaccine is going to be this great thing. And Tim and I have been joking about this with other people, that when people talk about the vaccine, we're waiting for the vaccine, we're going to get the vaccine for COVID-19. And it's going to be great, because then all of our problems are solved, essentially, is what they're saying. And Tim and I are like, what? Is this a vaccine for a virus, or is this a vaccine that just literally cures death? It seems like, from the way people are talking about it, this is a vaccine that cures death. This is the magic pill. This is the silver bullet that's going to put to bed all of the negative things that are happening in 2020. And I just don't think that that's possible. I don't think that there's, no matter how good this vaccine is or how planned out these things are, You can't account for all of it. I mean, you can't. It's just not possible. But I'm reading through some of these news stories today, and I'm getting to a point here that I think was articulated very well by Pastor Chris Ward this last weekend, and I'm going to share that with you. But the vaccine is making people very excited. And rightfully so. It's something that's happened faster than ever. It's something that is hopefully going to help slow down the deaths from COVID. Don't know exactly what that's going to look like or how fast that's going to happen. But there is reaction to this that people are just celebrating it. They're so excited. Yay, we've got the vaccine. And this article right here on the Hill, or from the Hill rather, it says Boston medical workers go viral with dance celebrating vaccine arrival. So there's this video, if you haven't seen it. It was on TikTok and it was posted to Twitter and Facebook and all the places. But these Boston medical workers are dancing outside because the vaccine is here. Yay! The vaccine is here. We're so excited. All of our problems are solved. So they're celebrating it. They're excited. The vaccine is here. And then on the next page of news articles I was looking at, there's this article that says this. There's a big fight that breaks out over which interest groups get vaccine first. So we're excited, we're celebrated, vaccine. Wait, okay, who gets it? Wait, who's going to get this thing? This is like the second coming when it comes to medical technology and advancements. We've got this quote unquote cure, this vaccine for this virus that's run rampant across the world. But who's going to get it? We have a limited supply. There is data to suggest that the older you are, the more susceptible you are. And if you're a frontline worker, you're more susceptible because you're around it. But now there's these special interest groups that are saying, well, wait, we need to look at minority communities. We need to look at, there's so many things that start going, and then people start dividing, because that seems to be the thing that we do best, especially in 2020. We divide. We go one side versus the other, and it's a fight. There's no common ground. Rarely is there any compromise. There's just me and my group, and let's get it done. And it just seems to be so instant. We just released this vaccine that is supposed to be so great, and we're dancing about it. Yet, as we turn around, now we're fighting over who's going to get it. It's in limited supply. We only have so much. Who's going to get this miracle vaccine? Well, I don't know, but something that is interesting when you start looking at what happens when the vaccine is passed out that we all think is so great. The CDC on their website, they have guidelines for people who get the vaccine. So we don't know who's going to get it. We know that there's a limited supply and they have to decide who. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm glad I'm not in that seat. I can't imagine being the person that's saying, you get to take it, you don't get to take it. Whether or not it's what everybody says it is, somebody has to decide that. And so I was listening to actually Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, who great Bible messages every weekend. If you want to check them out, podcast, website, YouTube, all the places. But he was saying, he was watching these two doctors debate on, you know, if you get the vaccine, do you still need to wear a mask? Because that's the whole premise of wearing a mask, is you're keeping yourself and others safe from the coronavirus. But if you have this vaccine, well, then maybe you shouldn't have to wear a mask. And so these two, he was telling the story of these two doctors that were talking, and one was saying, well, if you get the vaccine, you still need to wear a mask. And the other doctor saying, well, why would you need to do that? You have the vaccine. And so they go back and forth. And I'm like, I wonder what's out there. So I go to the CDC website, and right here on the CDC website, in their COVID-19 frequently asked questions about the vaccine. So this is about the vaccine on the CDC website. You scroll down here to getting vaccinated. It says, how many shots? Do I need to wear a mask when I receive COVID-19, the vaccine? And the answer is yes. CDC recommends that during the pandemic, people wear a mask that covers their nose and mouth when in contact with others outside your household, when in healthcare facilities, and when receiving any vaccine, including a COVID-19 vaccine. Anyone who has trouble breathing or is unable to remove a mask without assistance should not wear a mask. For more information, visit considerations for wearing masks. Hold on a second. Do I need to wear a mask when I receive it? Okay, sure. That makes sense. But then if you scroll down here, you're like, well, Todd, that's not what you said. I know, but it gets better. Down here, if you scroll down further, it says, when can I stop wearing a mask and avoiding close contact with others after I have been vaccinated? Great question. That would be, if this vaccine does what everybody says it does, that should be what happens. Or if you've had it and you have antibodies, that should be what happens. But here's the CDC's answer. There is not enough information currently available to say if or when CDC will stop recommending that people wear masks and avoid close contact with others to help prevent the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. Experts need to understand more about the protection that COVID-19 vaccines provide before making that decision. Other factors, including how many people get vaccinated and how the virus is spreading in communities, will also affect this decision. Now, hold on a second. If you're getting the vaccine, that's supposed to be keeping you from getting COVID-19. Wearing a mask protects you from spreading COVID-19. Well, then why in the world do you need to wear? So in other words, this vaccine is not what they're saying that it is, what we're celebrating that it is, what we're fighting over getting. This vaccine is not a cure for death, which is what it was being touted as. It was being presented as it's the cure. Everything's going to go back to normal. It's not going back to normal. If you read these directions by the CDC, this is crazy. It's not what they're saying it is. Yet the whole time that this has been going on, I felt very at peace with whatever happens for me and for my family with COVID-19. And Tammy feels the same way. And we talk back and forth. Why is that? Why do we feel peace about that? And I was just contemplating on that. And I'm just like, you know, I think it's just because I feel like when I die, because I will, we all die. We talked about it a few episodes back in Ecclesiastes, that the wisest man in the world, Solomon, says, you know what? No matter what happens, no matter what you do, what you get to experience, failure, successes, everybody dies. That's what happens. We're all going to die. But when we die, what happens? And I feel very secure that I have given my life to Jesus as my Savior, and I am going to live in eternity in heaven. That's what I feel confident in. I read the Bible. I understand that that's what it says, and that's the way that Tammy feels as well. So we feel pretty confident in saying, you know what? We might get it, and it would not be fun. I know that it exists. I'm not one of these people that says coronavirus isn't a real thing. I do think it's a real thing. I've got friends that are frontline workers, and they're in there seeing people sick, and it's real. Yes, absolutely, it's real. And it's not fun to deal with. I have heard all the different stories of why I had no symptoms to I still am having symptoms and it's 4 weeks later. It's just not a good thing. But at the same time, what lengths are we going to go to try and thwart death? How far are we going to go to try and say, you know what, this vaccine is the end all be all. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we need. Yet, that's not what we need. And I couldn't figure out how to articulate it until this last weekend. And Pastor Chris Ward, like I said, from Yorba Linda Friends Church, I've got a link to the podcast version of his message. You should listen to it. It's a great message in the description below. But he said something when he was going through this weekend's message, actually related to Christmas and talking about in the Advent season, the final weekend before Christmas, you talk about love and the love of God, the love that our Creator has for us, which is so phenomenal. But he talked about specifically John 3:16. And if you've read the Bible before, or if you've been to a football game, or there's lots of ways that you probably have heard John 3:16. And John 3:16 is one of those verses that it's probably the first one that you've memorized. It was one of the first ones that I memorized. And it constantly is something that we just think, oh yeah, I know that verse. But have you ever looked at it and said, what is this verse saying to me? What is it actually revealing? And so in John 3:16, I'm gonna read it for you real quick, and you probably know it, but let's read it real quick. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I'm gonna read that one more time. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him, in Jesus, in God that came to earth in a human form, whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. That's not something that is new to many of us Christians. We've heard that before. But whoever believes will have eternal life. And it was brilliant, and it made so much sense, and it helped me articulate what I've been feeling. What Pastor Chris shared this weekend was he said this. He said, the only vaccine that has the power to cure death is Jesus Christ. The only vaccine that has the power to cure death is Jesus Christ. Everybody's waiting for a magic pill that cures death. The thing that's going to get you to not age, to be able to live forever, right? But on this earth, which is not possible. It's not possible that you're going to live forever. I'm sorry. I hate to ruin it for some of you guys, but you can't live forever. It's not possible. But you do have the option of having eternal life in heaven through belief in Jesus Christ. And you want to know the great thing about it? We can celebrate it. We can be excited. We don't have to decide who can get it. Everyone can have it. There's no debating on, well, we only have so much salvation that Jesus came to give. There is a finite number, and if you don't get it before then, it's gone. That's not how it works. Anyone can have salvation. Anyone can have eternal life if they choose to believe what the Bible says, if they choose to believe what Jesus said, if they choose to believe that God loves them and that he came and died and took the penalty that we deserved, because we deserve death. We do. We sin all the time, constantly, me included. You guys, the only vaccine that has the possibility to cure death is Jesus. Have you ever thought about it that way? Have you ever thought about it that this is the cure? No matter how bad this life gets, no matter how bad 2020 is, people are excited about 2021. I don't understand that, because in my opinion, I think 2021 is watching 2020 and being like, you know what? Hold my drink. I got something for you. there's a couple of memes that I've seen that say, what do you think is going to happen when 2020 turns 21 and starts drinking? I mean, really? Like, why do we think it's going to get better? It might be better for some of us. It might not be better. But the point is, there's this vaccine that's here, although that it's great, and hopefully it helps a lot of people. And yes, we need to talk about, you know, you need to decide for yourself whether you're going to do that or not. I'm not up here saying yes or no. I'm not anti-vax. I'm not vax. I'm just here and I'm reading things and I'm asking smarter people than me about what they should do about it. But You have to make that decision for yourself. But the one thing I do know, and I am telling you right now, the only cure for death, the only vaccine that cures death is a belief in Jesus. And if you already believe in Jesus, then you're there. You have it. Although the things here on earth might scare us and they might hurt and they might be hard, that doesn't take away the fact that when it's over, it's going to be better. Not meaning from 2020 to 2021. I don't think that's going to be better. But when this life is over, when this life, this vapor, this temporary place is over, and if you get to spend eternity with Jesus, that's when it gets better. That's when it's the best. And you can have it. I can have it. Your family and friends can have it. But we have to talk about it. We have to read. We have to study. And we have to put our belief in what the Bible says. You guys, the only vaccine for death that can cure death is in John 3:16. What do you think about that? What does that make you feel? Do you feel better? Do you feel concerned? Do you feel like, man, I need to share that with friends and family? I need to be more active in my faith. I need to read the Bible more. Whatever that is for you, whatever you're hearing, whatever you're feeling, do that thing. Just remember, whatever vaccine man creates, it's not going to solve our problems. It might even create more problems, like deciding who gets it. But you know what? Everyone can have salvation through Jesus Christ. And that is the importance of John 3:16. Get out there, love your neighbor, just as the sign says, drink up and be blessed. We'll see you on the next episode. Be good.